This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, August 18th. Well, cattle surged higher Friday as China talks create optimism. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Today, a lot of action. The cattle just keeps on rising, and it surged really at the end of the day. The surge from last week's beef export sales just continues to move higher. But it certainly looks like there's a little more action in cattle trade here at the end of the week and really boosting these prices. Feeders were also higher. It seems that these new Chinese-U.S. talks really offer a little bit of optimism going forward. Now, feeders were not really as high as the live cattle today, but there's real hope that this resolution can be made sooner than later and hopefully before the end of August. That would give the market a huge boost from here on out.
Chicago September wheat prices closed Friday up 18 and a quarter at 560. September corn was down one at 364 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 615 to 628. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were up 17.5, ranging from 665 to 675. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 12.25, ranging from 693.5 to 708.5. Live cattle for August were up $1.10 at 109.57.5. August feeder cattle were up 67.5 cents to 150.77.5. And August Class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 1501.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.